You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time to get action with Action Station Aotearoa, the segment where we chat with the people campaigning for a fairer future.
It is estimated that Aotearoa currently has 14,000 people residing here who do not have visas or any kind of legal status. Recent news about fresh dawn raids by police on alleged overstayers has prompted a spotlight to be placed on how we treat our migrant communities. For our segment Get Action, I spoke to Anu Koloti about their petition launched on Action Station calling for the government to grant amnesty and working rights to overstayers currently residing in Aotearoa.
Overstayers, people without any visas, basically don't have access to a lot of the stuff that Kiwis would. For example, children born to overstayer parents can't necessarily go to school. They don't. They're not able to register with doctors, so no access to healthcare. No access to services like benefits from work and income. Generally, we've seen in the pandemic that overstayers were really, really fearful of getting COVID tests and COVID vaccines. It becomes a real health issue, not just for the people affected themselves, but the communities as well. And just generally, they live a life that is not decent. It's not very dignified, and it's not respectful, and they just constantly live in fear without the basic essentials that every human being must have.
Yeah, and I read in the petition blurb, you mentioned the UNITIC report into overstayers. Would you be able to summarise some of the key findings of that report?
So the report highlighted some of the issues that I've already mentioned. And in addition, it focused on like family setups, so where both mum and dad are overstayers and then children are as well. And the toll it takes on their mental health is just immense and horrendous. So, constantly living in fear without any status and then working as well. We talk about migrant exploitation in Aotearoa, but overstayers are one of the most exploited workers because they are working under the table because they have no other choice. So the Tuvaluan Project report highlighted mostly how bad it is for the mental health of those families and those tamariki who grow up in such an environment. Just purely based on that, they were appealing that the right thing to do here is to make them lawful and give them work rights and allow those children to go to school. I obviously can't go into a lot of detail, but there are some really, really gut-wrenching and heart-touching examples in there of how the children deal with the entire situation because, they're not other children who go to school and who make friends and, they get invited to birthday parties of their school friends and things like that. So these children are missing out on a childhood that every child deserves. The report talks to those kinds of issues.
Yeah. And also recently the government just had to apologise for a fresh set of dawn raids on overstayers. I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about the other kinds of discrimination that people who are overstayers face in New Zealand.
So government's own stats, from July 2022 till to date, there have been approximately 19, that's 19 raids out of hours. We call them dawn raids, the government gets scared of that word, but they are effectively dawn raids, new dawn raids. So out of those 19 people, 9 were of Chinese origin and 4 were Indian. And then the rest are made up of, Tongan, Samoan, and then 1 or 2 other nationalities. So, they're all people of color. Nobody of white skin has been dawn-readed in the last year or so. So that there is definitely an element of discrimination, racism, I would actually call it. And yes, the Minister of Immigration and Acting Prime Minister, they apologized at this hui about a month ago, but it's a good start. We had the Dawn Raids apology in 2021 from the then Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, but we actually need action, and we also not only just an amnesty for overstayers. I think it also needs to be backed up with better immigration policies for the future, so that we don't go and go through the whole cycle again. So, as you will have seen in the petition, that people become overstayers because of our immigration policies letting them down time and time again. So if we don't go and improve our immigration policies, we will keep getting overstayers. So we would, yes, apology is a good start, but the next thing that needs to be done immediately is giving lawful status to our overstayers, and then also doing a really deep and wide review to improve our immigration policies so that no one is ever forced to be an overstayer ever again.
Interesting. What are those policies that you want to see? What would you like the government to instate that would help us solve our overstayer problem?
Yeah, so a number of things here. If I was to talk to just the workers that we bring in from the Pacific Islands, we have the RSE scheme whereby workers are brought in for a few months to work in the horticulture sector, in our orchards, picking fruit, planting crops, and then once that is all done, they are not allowed to stay here. They are just sent back and brought back again a few months later. It's just the uncertainty and the temporariness of the whole thing that, people want a better life for themselves and for their family and for their children. So we would see that temporariness to disappear. We would want long-term, more permanent visas for our workers from the Pacific Islands. That's one thing. And then where we do have pathways to residency available to our other workers who also come in either as students and then they move on to work visas and they keep going from one work visa to another for a decade quite easily in most cases. We need better pathways to residency so that people can actually progress much faster and with more certainty. And also what we've seen, if I was to look at the last 20 or so years, we've had one main pathway to residency called the Skilled Migrant Category Residence Visa. Now, this is a system where people test their eligibility and they have to score a certain number of points based on their age, their qualifications, their work experience, and the current job they are doing. Now, the system used to be, I think, around 120, 140 points, and then it got increased to 160 just as National Party was leaving after their 9 years and Labour was entering. And then more recently, the Labour government has increased it to 180. So people, migrant workers on temporary work visas have been working towards that, that number of points, and they get so close to meeting those requirements and the goalpost moves. So, and that's what's been happening every 2-3 years, that the goalpost keeps moving, and then that residence keeps getting further and further away from our work visa holders. So things like that need to be looked at and stopped, because it's really unfair. It's the New Zealand government who promotes New Zealand as a destination where education can be a pathway to residence, come and work here and then you can live here. And the workers are not making it up. It's advertised on government websites. So, we need to stop selling a pipe dream to people. We need to have genuine pathways to residency. And if it comes to a situation whereby we can't take in more workers or we don't need more workers, then we need to be honest and upfront and advertise it. So I think we need to stop misleading and misguiding people.
Your petition currently has 1,083 signatures. What are the next steps after you fulfill your signature requirement?
So as soon as we feel that we've reached a good quantum of our signatures, we will present the petition to the Minister of Immigration and the Prime Minister, and we hope that it does go through the channels that it needs to in Parliament and ends up with a Parliamentary Select Committee. Usually it's the Education and Workforce Committee that looks at immigration side of things, and we hope we get a good and fair hearing. And also, you know, the Prime Minister has indicated that he will seriously look at the petition that was done by the Pacifica community in 2020, soon after we went into lockdown. He said that he will look at it, and also we've been working in collaboration with some of the Pacifica community groups. No one seems to know what's happened to that petition, and it's now been like good 2 years. It's not acceptable, that kind of time delay, because it impacts human lives in the meantime. And the Minister of Immigration also keeps saying on record that they are seriously considering this amnesty. And I think some noises have been made about the way an amnesty was done in Ireland. So it's just we need to see some action. We've had enough apologies. We've had enough statements of, you know, we are doing X, Y, Z. We actually need to see some action. And leading up to an election, a general election, I think it is pretty important for the Labour Party government to do the right things here.
That was Anu Kalotti speaking about granting amnesty to overstayers. The amnesty for overstayers petition is still available to be signed on the Action Station website.
That was Get Action with Action Station Aotearoa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.